Hello.
Hello. This is the callback. Press 1 when...
George B. George B.
Please wait while your call is transferred.
BT Payerspaces at Fidelity.com. At the contact preferences and communication viewer tile to change or add emails from the Update Contact Preferences tab. To see your communications history, click the View Communications tab. Our members get the most from their health benefits when they visit participating network providers. As one of our network providers, please remember you're contractually obligated to refer your patients with Blue Cross coverage to other contracted network providers. This is especially important when referring patients to hospitals or for lab work, durable medical equipment, and any other ancillary service. You can use our Find Care tool on bcbst.com to easily locate other participating network providers. Beginning in September, we'll use Cohere Health Technology for most prior authorizations for our commercial lines of business. For your convenience, you'll continue to submit requests directly to us through Availity. We're hosting 3 webinars in August to help you learn more about this process. Webinar dates are Wednesday, August 20th at 10 a.m. Eastern Time, Tuesday, August 26th at 2 p.m. Eastern Time, or Thursday, August 28th at 11 a.m. Eastern Time. For more information about the webinars or the new PA process, please contact your e-business regional marketing consultant. Thank you for calling. A representative will be with you shortly. Please make sure you review and attest to your CAQH profile every 90 days. We use this information for all our provider data, including credentialing, contracting, and directory information. It also helps our members easily find you and your practice in our online directory. If you don't regularly attest, we'll have to remove you from our directory based on the Federal No Surprises Act. You can save time and avoid phone calls by checking authorization statuses in Availity. After you log in, click on Payer Spaces and choose the Blue Cross logo. Then choose the Authorization Submission Review application. Go to the Auth Inquiry Clinical Update drop-down arrow and choose BCBST. From there, choose the case ID number to see the latest status. After choosing the case ID number, look for the letter section in the upper right to view and print authorization letters. We're no longer faxing authorization status letters, so this is the best way to get them. We're excited to announce the launch of our new online
provider service. This is Katie. How can I help you?
Hey, good morning. My name is George, and initial of my last name B as in Bravo. I'm calling from the provider's office. Could you help me with the claims?
I can help you with claims. Can I ask you a couple of questions to get started?
Yeah, sure.
Okay. What's your callback number?
901-610-4114. No extension. T Tom X X Ray Y Yankee 962 W Whiskey 02863.
What's that number's name?
Shirley Hunt. Just a second. It's going to be April 29th of 2025 with the total charge of $442.58. Yes, just a second. Oh, that's going to be A Alpha F Frank 65444-64900. And how do you spell your first name?
C-A-C-I-E.
Initial for last name, please.
You like Echo?
All right.
I get the Rivers Flyers and
Fiat. Yes. The name is Excel Grothy. And the NPI would be just a second. So, as we have filed a corrected claim under that claim number which I just gave you, so whenever we checked on portal, it shows that it was denied stating discharge exceeds the maximum allowable under this member's coverage. So, could you just provide me the more information about this denial or the clarification?
Okay, and are you asking about that claim number or the adjusted claim from the original?
So it wasn't adjusted. Where it was adjusted?
Are you asking maybe about the AS-621-482-6101?
No. Because it was still denied with the same reason. Of course, problem.
Fried or sauteed food. Consider salads, broth-based soups, oatmeal, eggs, and whole grain bread. If fast food is your only option, try these tips. Have a single burger patty or choose chicken instead of beef. Avoid special sauces and order water or kid-sized drinks. Long summer days are great for exercising outside. There are lots of fun ways to get moving. Take a walk or bike ride after dinner. Grab your swimsuit and head to a local lake or pool. Explore trails at a nearby state or national park. The important thing? To find something you enjoy to make it easier to stay active. Fun activities can help you be more consistent. Exercising with friends or family can also help you stick with it. Call is very important. A representative will be with you in a moment. Checkups can help children grow up to be healthy adults. That's why it's important to schedule regular checkups with your child's doctor. As you gear up for school, make sure your child has had their checkup this year. During a checkup, the pediatrician will check your child's health and development. They'll also keep your child up to date on vaccines. Vaccines can protect children from serious diseases. Back pain can make it tough to get through the day. Here are some tips to help you feel better. Over-the-counter drugs like ibuprofen can help lessen your pain. Alternating heating pads and ice packs on painful areas can help you feel less sore. And some people find relief with physical therapy or acupuncture. If you're living with back pain, talk with your doctor. They can help you decide what treatment is right for you. Want to strengthen your muscles, bones, and balance while burning calories? Try strength training. Strength training helps you do normal activities longer and prevent injury. Talk to a fitness pro or your doctor before starting. They can help you find a safe routine. The American Heart Association recommends doing one movement 8 to 12 times in each muscle group. Do this twice a week and rest for at least 2 days between workouts. Go slow and steady, and you'll feel the difference in no time.
Okay, thanks for holding. So,
yes. Actual denial, ma'am. Why would we send that reconsideration?
It has not changed. It's the same as before. So, I dispute that. Yeah, I can get it for you again if you need.
Yeah, I need that correct denial reason. So, the correct denial reason was...
on line 2, the 99214?
Mm-hmm, right.
I'm loading it. Just a second, sorry. So it's denied because the diagnosis code is associated to it. C like Charlie 78.7 and C like Charlie 7, C like boy 0.02 should not be reported together per our policy.
Yes, right. And what was the first DX?
That's C like Charlie 78.7.
7, 8.7. Okay, just a second. Yeah, but after that, we have removed 7, 8.7 and refiled the corrected claim with the diagnosis code C7A.8 and C7B.02. And still you are getting the same reason for the denial?
Well, yeah, what I'm trying to explain is this type of audit requires reconsideration to get that denial overturned. So you'll have to send medical records and the recon form. So we do have that put into our system correctly, how y'all did the corrected bill, but they did not apply pricing because the denial did not get reviewed. This one has to go to provider audit.
But that's not appropriate, ma'am. You know, that's not appropriate. Because we are working according to the ICD-10 guidelines only. And according to ICD-10 guidelines, we have already removed the incorrect diagnosis. Because it was earlier not should not be reported together, right?
The original
I understand, but they need to understand about that.
Well, you can definitely include that in your
I know that nothing will happen. I know that. What's the fax number where we can submit this reconsideration?
423-535-3779.
What would be the call reference?
Let me make that for you. Mm-hmm. 602.
Can you move to the next member now?
What's the number, Abby?
Just a second. Q Queen, number 2, B Boy, 448, W Whiskey, 10780. Latoya Mangum.
What's the date of service and total charge?
May 5 of 2025 with the total charge of $2,654.24.
Get your phone number.
A Alpha Frank 63446657 00. Kurt Patton 15180019 32. So under that claim number, CPT code 88341 and 88342 was denied, stating charge excess fee schedule maximum or contracted fee arrangement. So could you just provide me the more clarification on this?
Can I put you on just a short call to take a look?
Oh yeah, no problem.
For calling, a representative will be with you shortly. Supporting a loved one with depression can be hard, but it can make a big difference. Start by being there for them and listening without judgment. Give them support and let them know you care about them. Encourage them to seek professional help and offer to help them find resources. Help them with everyday tasks, such as cooking and cleaning, and encourage them to stay active and engaged in hobbies they enjoy. Most importantly, remember to take care of yourself, too, so you can be a source of strength and support for your loved ones. It can be tough to eat healthy when you're on the road, but if you plan ahead, you can get the energy you need while avoiding less healthy options. Try packing snacks like fruit, nuts, trail mix, or string cheese. When eating in restaurants, focus on items that are grilled, steamed, broiled, or baked. Avoid fried or sautéed foods. Consider salads, broth-based soups, oatmeal, eggs, and whole grain bread. If fast food is your only option, try these tips. Have a single burger patty or choose chicken instead of beef. Avoid special sauces and order water or kid-sized drinks.
Okay, thanks for holding.
Yes.
Clarification for you. So, let's see. They both deny for the same reason. The 88341 and 88342 are both column 2 procedures to the column 1 procedure 88360. The use of modifier is not appropriate per our policy, which is based on the National Correct Coding Initiative for Medicare Services and Coding Validation.
Okay, just a second. For the column 2 procedure 88360?
The column 1 was the 88360.
And could you just repeat it again?
Yes. So both CPT codes 88341 and 88342 denied because they are column 2 procedures to the column 1 procedure 88360. And use of modifier is not appropriate to our policy, which is based on National Correct Coding Initiative for Medicare Services and Coding Validation.
Okay, got it. All right. Could you just provide me the call reference?
I've got 2522, four consecutive zeros, 3384.
Just a second, let me check if I have any other member. Just hold on, okay?
Okay.
All right, Ms. Katie, that's it. I'm done with the claim. Thank you so much for available time, and I hope you have a great day. Bye-bye for now.
Thank you. Bye-bye.